this way here. I love you. I love you. Oh, you're such a good guy. Yes, you're such a good guy. Taking a walk with Rex is a wonderful experience. It's one of the illusions of my life. I think in illusions. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I dream in illusions. What kind of illusions do I have? What kind of illusions do I dream about? Do I dream about the illusions of wishful thinking? Do I dream about the illusions of somebody else's life and somebody else's world? Do I dream about the illusions of things that I would like to be and that would be nice to be? Or do I dream about the illusions of that which really is? I live in illusions. My illusions are how I look at the world. I look at the world and everything I see is glorious and good. I look at the world and everything is upheld. Everything is a radiant example of happiness and joy. I look at the world and what I see in the world is what I have going on inside of my heart, the illusions that go on inside of me. Now, I call my thought system an illusion system. And I look at the world about me, and I call that fact. I look at my experiences, and I call those fact. And those facts come and go. Those facts are there one minute, and the next minute they're changed. But the illusions I have about life, about me, about the world, they never seem to change. They're always an expression of something that is a happiness, something that's a joy, something that's a peace, something that's a feeling of magic and wonder. It's a feeling that repeats itself time and time again. It's an illusion that comes back again and again and again, telling me in so many ways that life is a wonderful experience. Life is a joyous experience. No matter what happens, if an illusion of an ache or pain comes into my body, I immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. That's the illusion of truth. That's the illusion that I live. That's the experience. That's the joy. That's the choice that I can make. And I make that choice every day of my life by recognizing that that's who I really am. That's what I really am. I am that wholeness and that perfection. I am that joy. Because this body is waiting upon my thought about it. This body is waiting upon what I dream for it, what I have as my illusion for it. It's not the appearance, because the appearances come and go. It's not the appearances that I feel are so real and so fantastic. They are totally unimportant. They're totally unrealistic. But they're there. And they talk to me and they remind me of what I'm experiencing. And I say to myself, is that what I really want to experience? Is that how I really want to live my life? Is that what I really want to know in my beingness? And then I answer myself, well, I like me. I'm a happy guy. I'm a friendly guy. I'm a good guy. I'm a person that just finds joy in every single thing, every single attitude that I do, because that's what makes my world go round. That's what makes my life go round. I look at my friends, Randy, Susan, and Laura Barnes down in Belize, and I think to myself, what an interesting fact. They're living down there. They're living in that wonderful country, having those grand experiences that they're having every day of their life. And wherever they are, they talk to people, and they say they're just developing new ideas and new programs for their stay in Belize, for their home in Belize, for their life in Belize. And what are they doing? They are living in a land of illusion. They are living a life of illusion. They're living in the illusion of whatever it is that is consistently in their mind. And the illusion that they're living in is one that says, I am happy. One that says, I am whole and perfect. One that says, I love wherever I am, because nothing in my life happens by chance. Everything is a decision that I have made that sets my world into the perfect pattern for me, that sets my world into the perfect expression for me of what I love and what I am. This is what they're saying to themselves, and this is what they're experiencing. In every letter that Susan writes, it's like a marvelous adventure story, but it always comes down to one thing. I like me. It always comes down to Susan saying she lives in a world of peace and love and joy, and she finds the beauty, the harmony, and the goodness in every experience that she has. She's, as a little child, relating all of the little incidences that happen in her life as some joyful, fantastic experience, which is just what they are. But she's experiencing that only because she's recognizing she's living in a world of illusion. She's living in a world that she creates by her thought. She creates by her imagination. She creates by her experience of love flowing out from her so bountifully and so wonderfully that all the world says, it's good to know you. It's good to be in your illusion. It's good to be in your imagination, because you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are wonderful. It's good to be there. And so it is. This is how life is for all of us. Life for all of us is a good to be there experience. We are living in our life of illusion because we think beautiful thoughts. And always we come back to the idea that life is good. Always we come back to the idea that all is in divine order. Always we come back to the imagination that fills our hearts with joy and peace and harmony, that makes us feel like everything we have thought, everything we have dreamed, everything we have desired, everything that we choose for ourselves is wonderful now and always. This is our choice. This is our illusion, and it's our reality. Though life on the outside of this illusion that we live in, though the appearances around us may be facts, though those things may seem like they're the reality, that they're the everlasting truth, they're not. They're the everlasting changing. Only what is in me, the illusion in me, only the dream that I have in me, only the wonder and the magic that I have in me. That's the reality, and that's the totality of all that I am. That's where I am going, that's where I am being, that's where I am living, and that's my life. I am the illusion, and the illusion is so wonderful. The illusion is so good. I think the illusion, and the illusion reveals itself to me as a fulfilled thought. I live the illusion, and the illusion reveals itself in me as the ideal manifest. And my physical world around me touches from my inner illusion now and then. But it's always just a changing fact. I look at the sky, it changes. I look at the trees, and I look at the birds and the bees and the animals. I look at everything, and it's always changing. But the illusion in me is always the same. The beauty of life, the wholeness of life, the rightness of life. And that is what I am, and that is what I do. And that is how I think, and that is how I live, and that is my life. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful illusion, because the illusion is your reality. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And I like you, I like you, I like you. And I love me, I love me, I love me. And I like me, I like me, I like me. My illusion is an everlasting illusion. Have a wonderful day.